November 2nd, 1934. With my morning cup of crow in hand, I'm going to take a minute to write about yesterday. I'm going to try to stick with writing every morning from now on. I've got to inject some structure into my life or I think I might go mad. As long as I'm distracted, as long as I got something to do, I can avoid thinking about the hole in my chest and the shattered discs in my neck and the briar scratches festering instead of scabbing and... Damn it, I got myself thinking about it now. All right, let's move on. With so many questions mounting up and not much in the way of leads, I figured I should head over to Lazar's pawn shop. Keene Avenue wasn't exactly the nicest part of the welcome mat, but I sensed it wasn't the most degenerate place I'd ever set foot in. How much for this?
What is it?
I stuck it in his hand and let him feel it a bit.
Oh, that, he said. Not subtle, are you?
How do you mean, friend? I said.
Coppers catch you with paraphernalia. They take it almost the same as having booze. Almost the same. Hey, you take it, buddy. We'll call it even so long as you don't tell anyone where you got it.
Clearly no one trifled with the bartender. Bear of a guy who could have doubled as the bouncer. They probably saved on payroll that way. Muscle and drink jockey all rolled into one. He stood there wiping down the bar, and from the looks of it, he'd been wiping that rag in the same circular divot since Christ was a corporal.
What'll it be?
Hey, you know where I can get some work? I showed him my all-but-empty billfold.
Well, that rich lady's been crying over there in the corner all morning. She's always a big tipper. Maybe you can help her out.
I thanked him and dropped some change on the counter. The woman wasn't really crying. I guess we don't have tear ducts, though they're empty. She sat there sobbing and rocking and going through the motions of weeping without actually doing it. Hey, chap up.
Who are you?
I bit into my forefinger to give myself a moment to think, but I stopped when I realized I was about to sever it. Call me Jones.
What's your Christian name?
Oh, I don't know. They call me Brain Eater.
That's horrible.
That set off a whole new round of imaginary crying. Okay, cheer up, pretty mama, I said. It ain't that bad.
It's a slur, she said. You shouldn't let them call you that.
I don't get it, I said.
Would you call a wop Ginzo or a harp Mickey?
Ah, now I got it. It don't bother me, I said. Everybody's got to be called something.
But don't you know your real name? Mine's Claudia. Claudia Winston.
Listen, nobody here could help but miss the waterworks. It's like Niagara Falls' dog got shot, you know, if it was all dried up. But anyway, maybe I could help.
Oh no, I couldn't possibly impose, Mr. Jones. Not without compensation.
Well, yeah, that was the idea. I grabbed up her hands. Shh. We'll worry about all that later. Just tell me about it now.
Very well, then. I'm a reverse widow.
How's that?
My husband is still breathing.
So you can't go back?
I'm certainly resigned to that. Really, I am. I understand that the children wouldn't want to have to look at some kind of monster and pretend it's their mother. And Howie, he wouldn't. Well, I mean, would you?
Aside from dressing like some kind of Victorian damsel, she wasn't too hard on the eyes, death and dying and rot taken into account. You look fine, was what I said instead.